With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, fresh off of curtain up and all the shows are opened and we're into the fall season in Buffalo.
We are. Fabulous curtain up. Wow, that and the weather held out.
Who did you name king and queen?
It was Connie McEwen, who had been the queen already. She won a game of beer pong, which, not to worry, water in the cups, water in the cups. And Matthew Erwinski, who's playing one of the Cajels up at Musical Fair Theater. He's in La Cage aux Folles. And they were crowned by the actors who were playing Ricky and Lucy and I Love Lucy live on stage, Serena Irwin and Bill Mendieta. Great time.
That's so great to have those two actors there on board with it. We both have seen Lucy at 710.
Yes, we have.
It was nice. It was cute. I walked away thinking it was cute. I felt like I watched two episodes that I was back in time in the studio audience, and I enjoyed that. And I actually enjoyed the commercials a little bit more.
They're very talented. Don't expect anything deep. Don't expect any insight, any irony even. That just what you see is what you get. And if you love Lucy, then you're going to have a terrific time. The part that I liked most was that each episode does lead up to kind of a vaudeville sequence, one where Lucy and Ricky do a comedy routine at the benefit, and the other that involves an audition for a Hollywood scout where Fred and Ethel do a 1920s number, and after we've already seen Ricky perform Babalu, and then Lucy comes out and does a jitterbug number, and it shows great virtuosity that these performers, they are marvelously talented.
What's happening over at the New Phoenix Theater? A little bit heavy of a play on stage.
Well, it sounds heavy, but it is a comedy. This is Venus in Fur, a director who's written a play based on the 1870 classic Venus in Furs, which is the novel that gives us the word masochism after the name of the... That's what makes it sound heavy, right?
Not a comedy.
But it is. As the play begins, he's on the telephone railing about the inadequacies of the actresses he has auditioned, and then a clap of thunder, a late arrival. Her name is Vonda, same as the character in the play, and she seems to be entirely wrong. Everything that he said he doesn't like in an actress, she seems to embody. But she woos him, and she seems to know a bit too much about the play, a bit too much about his life, and she transforms herself and becomes the character. So it is this play between the two of them as they find themselves embroiled in exactly the relationship that the play describes. It's mystery, it's comedy, it's designed to be a tour de force for two actors, here played by Adriano Gatto and Candice Cogut. It is not as strong as some productions I've seen in the past, but, you know, I will say, I'm just delighted that these scripts are being performed in Buffalo now. There was a time that if you didn't see it in New York, you couldn't see it at all, but with 20-some theaters in town, not so long after it played in New York, you're able to see Venus in Fur by David Ives at the New Phoenix Theater in the Park.
Variety, there's something for everyone. Over at Torrin Space, I know Jay Moran just yesterday brought us a feature about Clockwork Orange that's on stage.
Well, that's a fun theater. I am looking forward to getting out to Clockwork Orange. Can you only imagine Clockwork Orange
No.
on stage? They are fearless at Torrin Space Theater, and you should be too, so head on over to Clockwork Orange.
You were supposed to head over to Ujima Theater. What is on stage there?
Gospel at Colonus. It's a little disappointing. I got there for a Sunday matinee, not a sign on the door, not a person waiting. They simply had canceled the performance. I guess not a lot of reservations. That's not good form, and it makes it difficult because there are so many shows up to see. Sacrificing a matinee like that, there are many other things to see in town. There's the Moliere School for Husbands plays a Sunday. Could get over to see there. The Kavanoki has Big Band Theory. And as you say, the variety is rich.
It really is. I understand, too, speaking of the actors that are on stage doing this, you were at the Equity Party.
It is 100 years of actors' equity. That is the labor union that protects actors. It was marvelous. It was the national executive director of Equity and the national president of Equity and local actors from the Rochester-Buffalo region at a lovely party, George Caldwell playing the piano and lovely food, and you just felt so good about Equity. And if you wondered why actors needed a union, you know, 100 years ago they were not paid for rehearsals, they were expected to supply their own costumes. If the producer ran out of money and you were in North Dakota, they could leave you there. You'd have to find your own way home. So happy birthday, Equity.
And they're still protecting their rights.
But still protecting actors from coast to coast.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.